Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that focuses on God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Monday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today we're continuing a series that I've been on now for over a month. And I tell you, I think that there needs to be a reformation in the body of Christ over the way that they've been praying. And so that's the reason I've been teaching the things that I've taught. If you've missed any of this series, or even if you've heard it, you know, you need to get these materials because there's not a lot of people saying the things that I've been saying, and it needs to be said. You need to hear it over again. And I'm sure that there's people you know that you could share this with them, and it would also be a blessing to them. So please take advantage of this. We're coming to the conclusion of my teaching on prayer. And this individual teaching that we're offering today is entitled Prayer is a Process. We won't be offering this probably after next week, and you need to just take advantage of these materials that we've been offering. Man, prayer is a process. What I mean by that is that most people just think that you pray, and if God had answered your prayer, then there would be instant manifestation. They don't understand that there's a process. They don't understand that from the time that God moves until the time that you see something done, that there are things taking place in the unseen realm, behind the scenes. Most people don't have this concept. And if you don't have that concept, then you are not going to be able to stand in faith when everything in the physical realm looks like nothing is happening. On our program yesterday, I used Mark chapter 11, verse 24. And those verses say, therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. It says you have to believe you receive when you pray, not when you see the physical manifestation. And it says you shall, that means future tense, have them. And the exact example that Jesus was using is where he cursed the fig tree. And the scripture says in Matthew that the fig tree died immediately. In Mark's account, it says that it happened the next day that the disciples saw the fig tree dead. And the key to understanding and harmonizing these two things is that the tree died from the roots. The moment Jesus spoke, the tree was dead. The roots were dead. But it took a period of time for that tree to dry up and the leaves begin to fade so that people could see what Jesus had done. But the moment Jesus spoke, that tree was dead in the roots. Well, if you pray in faith for something, did you know that the moment you pray, the power of God is released? But there can be a period of time in between when you say, Amen, and there it is. There can be a period of time. There are things happening. There are things going on in the spiritual realm. Prayer is a process. And if you don't understand this, then you cannot stand like Mark 11, 24 says, and believe that you receive when you pray. If you don't understand, if you think that God, there is no such thing as time, space, distance, restrictions, any kind of hindrances that could come against God. If it was God's will to do something, then boom, it just automatically happens. If you have that concept, then I can guarantee you that you are going to pray for something that you know is promised to you in God's Word, and you won't see instantaneous results. And if you have this concept that there is nothing that can stop, delay, hinder, cause any time element involved in prayer, then you are going to look at something physical, and when you don't see the physical manifestation, like if we were going back to this fig tree, if you don't see the leaves instantly dry up and wither away instantly, then you are going to get into unbelief and think that nothing happened, when the truth is that that tree was cursed in the roots. The power was released. It just takes a period of time for what has taken place below the surface or in an unseen realm to manifest itself in a seen realm. Boy, that is a powerful, powerful truth. Here's another scripture that illustrates this same thing. Matthew chapter 7. And in verse 7, again, it's Jesus speaking, and he said, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Boy, that is a powerful, powerful passage of Scripture. It says ask. It didn't put qualifications on this and say if you're one of the super saints, if you're one that's been living holy, if you've done this, and if you, you know, are one of the beautiful people, if you're one of those that God loves, and if you're one of His favorites, there's no qualifications. It just says ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. I mean, this scripture is a powerful, powerful promise in God's Word. And yet probably most of you have seen this promise before. But you know why you aren't real excited about it? It's because here's what God says, ask and you shall receive. But every one of you, and myself included, have asked and we didn't see what we asked for manifest. According to our perception, we asked and we didn't receive. So here's what God's Word says, ask and you receive. Here's what our experience says, I asked and I didn't receive. And immediately there's a conflict between these two things. Here's what God's Word promises. Here's what my experience is. So which is true? Well, the answer to that is that, you know what, both of them are true. And some people think, that can't be. It's either one of the two. No, the truth is that God can give and yet you never see it manifest because there is a process in between when God moves and releases His power and when you see the physical manifestation of it, there is a process. Things are going on behind the scenes. And so the truth is that if you've ever asked for anything, God gave. But whether you saw it manifest has nothing to do with whether God was faithful and whether God gave, but it has a lot to do with whether you know how to receive or whether Satan hindered you, or there's many variables. And that's what I'm going to be talking about and showing you these things. But you know what? Most people, they don't look at things this way. They try and harmonize. Here's what God's Word promises. Here's what my experience is. And you know what the typical way of harmonizing those two is? They basically try and dilute this scripture. And I know that I've heard this in the church that I was brought up in. Basically, religion is primarily about just coming up with excuses or explaining away the promises of God. How that, you know, instead of it being God's will to heal everybody, sometimes God will say no. Sometimes God puts this sickness on you to teach you something. And we just come up with all these excuses about why the Word of God doesn't mean what it says. For instance, I bet you that many of you have heard this before. Somebody say, well, yes, it says ask and you shall receive, but you know, sometimes God says no. Sometimes He doesn't give it to you. Well, just in case that you've ever heard something like that, the very next verse, Matthew 7:8 says, everyone that asks receives, and he that seeks finds, and to him that knocks it shall be open. It didn't say that this only works for a few people. It didn't say that sometimes God says no. As a matter of fact, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20 says, all of the promises of God in Him are yes and amen. That means that they are positive. There are no such thing as God saying, well, I know I made a promise that by my stripes you are healed, but that doesn't apply to you. No, this works for everybody. I'm telling you, the scripture is as straightforward as what it looks like. Ask and you receive. But somebody says, but I asked and I didn't receive. No, that's not true. God moved, but God moves in the spiritual realm. God is a spirit. John 4:24 says that God is a spirit, and those who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. I believe you could say it this way and still be consistent with what that verse is saying, that God is a spirit, and to contact or to really be able to lay hold of God, you've got to reach out and understand that these things are happening in the spiritual realm, not the physical realm. Now, ultimately, if God moves in the spiritual realm, there should be a physical manifestation of what you are praying for. And I agree with that. But I'm saying that understanding that it's a process and that if you don't cooperate, that this process can be short-circuited, it can be stopped. It's like having a pipe or something through which, you know, something is flowing. You could block that pipe. If you had a valve on it, you could shut that valve and stop the flow of those things. God moves. God says if you ask, you do receive. God gave it. But whether you see it manifest in your physical life is not an indication of whether God answered your prayer, but rather it's an indication of whether you believed God answered your prayer, whether you took your authority and you did the things necessary to be able to see that thing manifest. And again, it's Jesus speaking, and he said, "Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you." It didn't say you might receive. It said you shall receive. It didn't say some people receive. It says in the next verse, everyone that asks receives. It didn't say that sometimes God says no. No, the Scripture teaches that God answers prayer. When you ask, you do receive. And yet, here is the problem. God's Word says this, our experience says this, and most people will let what they see, taste, hear, smell, and feel in their physical realm trump what the Word of God says. To most people, what we experience with our physical senses is more real to us than what God's Word says. The scriptural terminology for that would be that we are more carnal than we are spiritual. Jesus said in John chapter 6, verse 63, "The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." God's Word tells us what is going on in the spiritual world. There is a spiritual, unseen world, and that's where God lives, and that's where God moves, and that's where God's power is at work. And it will influence and affect and dominate and change this physical, seen world if we will provide faith. Faith is like the bridge between the spiritual world and the physical world. And just as, you know, if you were trying to cross a river or a gorge or some kind of a chasm there or something like that, you would have to have some kind of a bridge to get from one side to the other. Well, likewise, faith is the bridge that allows what is true in the spiritual world to come over into the physical world. And faith is just an ability to see the unseen. Faith isn't making something up. Faith isn't you just deciding, here's what I want, and you believe your own thing. Faith is actually taking God's Word, and God's Word will tell you that when you ask, you receive. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. And so you just believe that and say, "Father, I don't see anything physically different in my circumstances, but your Word says if I ask, I receive. So I know that you are moving. I know that your power is released. I know that in the spiritual world something is taking place, and I am going to stand in faith, and I am standing here believing that what your Word says is true." And that faith will provide a bridge for what God is doing in the spiritual world to come over into the physical world. You know, I don't know if you get that or not. I'm going to say this a lot of different ways. I'm going to give you some more examples of it. But if you can understand that little statement that I've got right there, this would provide you with a key that would unlock the treasures of God to you in a way that you've never had it before. Again, most people just pray and think that there is no restrictions, there's no distance, there's no time, there's no process in prayer. They just think that if God wanted something to happen, boom, instantly it takes place. They don't understand that there is a spiritual world, there's things that's going on, there's demonic powers fighting against us, there are our own thoughts and unbelief, sometimes there's actions, and there's all kinds of things that have to happen to get what is going on in the spiritual world to manifest itself into the physical world. And because of that, they just pray. If they don't see the instantaneous manifestation, then they immediately start moving in unbelief. And unbelief will stop faith. It will stop the power of God dead in its tracks. The exact same thing happened to Jesus in his hometown. In Matthew chapter 13, verse 58, it says, "And he did not many mighty works there because of their unbelief." Jesus couldn't get people healed because of their unbelief. Well, then you can't do it and I can't do it. It's not just a simple matter of God's will automatically coming to pass. We have to believe to receive. We have to cooperate with God. It's just like electricity. You know, there's certain things that conduct electricity. They found out that copper wiring conducts electricity better than wood. Amen. You know, you may think that wood is cheaper than copper, and it's easier for you to work with, and you might want to wire your house and use wood. But you know what? It doesn't matter what, if you like it that way, if you think that it's better, it doesn't matter what your reasoning is for that. Wood will not conduct electricity the way that copper wiring does. And it just it just hinders. It stops the flow of that electricity. And there are certain things that will conduct the power of God. And faith is the thing that conducts and releases the power of God and brings what is God is doing in the unseen spiritual world into a physical manifestation. And if you don't operate in faith, instead, if you are operating in unbelief, going by what you see, taste, hear, smell, and feel, and if that is so real to you that you just don't believe, you can't believe that anything is happening, if you can't perceive it with your little peanut brain, if that's the way you are, you know what? God loves you. This doesn't mean that you're going to hell. If you're born again, your salvation is complete. But you know what? You will get to heaven quicker if you are a carnal person that is just dominated by your five senses, because you won't be able to operate in faith and draw what is going on, the power of God, that it's in the spiritual realm. You won't be able to draw that into your physical body. You're going to die of some sickness or something. And yes, you may go to be with the Lord, but you aren't going to be able to see the power of God manifest in this life unless you begin to understand that there's a spiritual world. That's where God lives and moves. Faith is the bridge that brings those things into physical manifestation. And there is a process. There's things going on. It's not as simple as God just snapping his fingers and instantly everything is done. There is a process that's going on behind the scenes. And by me understanding this, what it's done for me, it's allowed me to pray. And then if I don't see instant manifestation of what I'm believing for, I don't doubt that God is moved. Because I know that God is a spirit, John 4:24, and that he moves in the spiritual realm. I believe that things are happening behind the scenes that I cannot see, and I just haven't waited long enough. Sometimes there is a period of time involved from when God moves to when you see the physical manifestation. And by me understanding that, it has allowed me to pray for something and look square in the face of circumstances that look contrary to what I've prayed for and not move over into unbelief. I know that God is at work. I know that the spiritual realm is greater. It is more real. It's more powerful than the physical realm. And that if I don't waver, the things that I have believed for in the spiritual realm will eventually trump the physical realm. It is a greater reality. And it has allowed me to operate in stability like that. I don't know if you get that or not, but boy, what a powerful, powerful truth that is. This has just literally transformed my life. You know, I've used this example before, but I'm going to use it again because I haven't thought of a better example. And it's something that bears repeating. But you know, right now you are watching a television signal. There's some people that listen on radio, but you're either watching a television signal or listening on radio. And yet, did you know you can't see those television and radio waves? Right now, wherever you are, even though you're getting my program, did you know that there's other television stations that are right there? And if you were to say, well, they are not, because I can't see them, I can't feel them, I can't hear them, and so they don't exist. If I can't perceive it with my five senses, then it doesn't exist. That doesn't mean that they aren't there. They are there. Did you know that the television signal, if your television set was turned off, if your radio is turned off, that doesn't mean that the stations aren't broadcasting. They broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The signals are always there, but you don't always benefit from those signals because you don't have your TV set or your radio turned on and tuned in, dialed into the right signal. When you turn on your set is not when the station starts broadcasting. That's when you start receiving. The truth is that it is a physical thing, but it's in a form that you can't perceive with just your ears or your eyes. What you have to do is take a television set or a radio that is able to pick up these unseen airwaves, and then it rebroadcasts those things into a medium where you can see and hear what is already there. When your television set starts broadcasting my program, that's not when the station starts broadcasting. It's already broadcasting. But it needs a receiver that can take that out of an unseen realm and put it into a physical seen realm where you can see and hear it. And it's the same thing with God. God is always in the spiritual realm. When you ask for something in prayer, God always releases that power. And God's power is released. Now, whether you ever see it or not would be comparable to whether or not a person ever watches my program. They have to turn on their television set. They have to tune it to the station that is broadcasting my program. But my program goes out every single weekday. It's done it now for 8 years, 7 or 8 years. And you know what? We broadcast, other stations broadcast, but you have to turn your set on and tune it in to be able to take advantage of that. In the same way, God has answered every single person's prayer that has ever prayed. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, ask and it shall be given. Now that doesn't mean that you received it, but it was given. It was given. The power was released. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. God gives, God releases that power, but whether or not you receive has to do with whether or not you can turn on your spiritual self. You can operate in faith and draw what is in the spiritual realm into the physical realm. Boy, that's powerful. I don't know if that helps you, but that has changed my life. And I just believe that people are getting this. I believe that this is helping you. And if you can understand that there is a process, that God moves in the spiritual realm and there's things that can hinder and delay, and sometimes what God is doing is not immediately visible or discernible in the physical realm. If you can understand that, I guarantee you it will make a huge difference in your ability to believe that you received when you pray, not just when you see it come to pass. I've got a lot more to share on this, and so I'm going to continue this on my program tomorrow. I encourage you to listen in, to join me again tomorrow. And also listen as our announcer gives you some information about how you can receive these products on A Better Way to Pray. And the teaching that we've been giving today is prayer is a process. So please listen, and please call or write today.
Andrew's teaching titled, A Better Way to Pray, is available in book form for a gift of any amount to Andrew Womack Ministries. Ask for book number T321. If you prefer, A Better Way to Pray is available in a 5-part CD album or in a DVD album recorded from television. Request album T1042 when you make a donation of any amount to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify the CD album or the DVD album when you write or call. This series is also available for audio download absolutely free on our website. Go to awmi.net and click on Audio Teachings on the left-hand side. The fifth audio CD in this album is also available for a donation. But for those unable to send a gift, Andrew and his partners will provide this fifth teaching free of charge. Request teaching TY25 titled, Prayer is a Process When You Write or Call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. We'd also like to remind you that Andrew's latest book titled, Living in the Balance of Grace and Faith, is available in hardback for a gift of any amount. Request book T228. You can use your credit card to order resources by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. If the lines are busy, you can visit our website where you can order ministry materials 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. To write us, use the address on your screen. Canadian viewers can now make tax-deductible donations through Andrew Womack Ministries Canada. That address is also on your screen. The generous gifts of our friends and partners help Andrew bring the almost too good to be true news of the gospel into countless homes every day. We appreciate your generosity and hope to hear from you today.
Once again, let me direct you to our website. It's a great website. Like I said, we have 19,000 visits per day to our website. And we have over 2,000 of my television programs that are archived, about 8,000 of my radio programs. They're all listed, indexed according to topic, so that you could get topical teaching on that. I also have books, magazine articles there, just a wealth of information. You can download over 300 of my teachings free of charge. It is a tremendous site. I guarantee you it'll help you get in the Word. So we have the website right there on the screen. I encourage you to check it out today.
We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. Mark your calendars to come meet Andrew at one of these events and let the Word of God transform your life. He'll be in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma for Pastor Bob Yandian's Ministers Conference next week, March 3rd through the 5th, in Colorado Springs, Colorado for Charis Bible College Campus Days, March 10th through the 12th, and in Atlanta, Georgia for a Gospel Truth Seminar, April 15th through the 17th. He'll also be at the Solid Rock of Atlanta in Atlanta, Georgia, April 18th, and in Chicago, Illinois for a Gospel Truth Seminar, May 13th through the 15th.
I'd like to invite you to join me on March the 10th through the 12th for our Charis Bible College Campus Days. This is where we invite people to come in and check out our classes. We will be holding regular classes. It begins on a Wednesday and goes through Friday. You'll be sitting in on our Bible college classes. You'll get to hear the instructors. You'll get to have lunch with the faculty. There is also a soup supper. And it's just going to be a great time of the Word ministering to you. But also, if you have ever thought of coming to Charis Bible College, you need to be here. It's amazing what happens when people just come and try it out and get a taste of it. They get hooked on it. So I would encourage you to come check us out March the 10th through the 12th for our Charis Bible College Campus Days.
For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, call our helpline or visit our website at awmi.net.
Look for seats 23 and 25. Be to your right.
Andrew, Jamie, and the team traveled by air and train to Karlsruhe, Germany. Here, a Gospel Truth seminar was held in Christus Kathedral, one of the premier Pentecostal congregations in Germany.
Wie ist es möglich, dass ein Mensch so viele Zweifel über
God called them to leave Ur of the Chaldees and go out, and He would show them the nations.
Gott hat sie berufen, Ur in Chaldea zu verlassen.
It's not just a one-hour service over 3 days, but he's leaving behind five or six of his major teachings in book format, leaving behind five or six of his major teachings in DVD or CD format in their language. That's what the key is.
During the German conference, Will Graham met with supervisors of Andrew's book translation teams to plan and coordinate projects for the coming year. This group has already seen an astounding 127 of Andrew's books translated into 36 languages worldwide. Will reports that already Christians in China have placed orders for 200,000 copies of Andrew's books. Books that contain the teaching from God's Word that will affect the lives of millions and perhaps billions of people worldwide.
There are 27 nations in the European Union, and we are translating into 19 of those languages.
And as the message goes forth, countless lives are changed with the nearly too good to be true news.